So you sent this piece from Aviation Maintenance Magazine about Embraer.
Yeah.
And it really got me thinking, can a company's focus on service actually be like its biggest competitive edge? Because that seems to be exactly what Embraer is doing.
It's a really fascinating strategy.
Yeah.
I mean, while most companies are chasing the next like big launch or the next, shiny thing,
Right.
Embraer is really focused on building that whole ecosystem around their products and making sure that, their customers are supported every step of the way.
Yeah. And it's not just like PR spin, right? They're
No.
backing it up with real action. The article highlights how they still support the EMB 110 Bandeirante, which is
Wow.
a plane that first took flight over 45 years ago.
Yeah.
They're keeping planes in the air that are older than me.
That's impressive.
What does that say about their dedication to their product?
It's a testament to their long-term vision. In an industry that is often obsessed with the newest and the latest, Embraer is demonstrating the value of reliability and long-term support.
And that commitment seems to be at the heart of their strategy, especially since that whole Boeing deal fell through. Do you think that was kind of a turning point for them?
Absolutely. I think they used that moment to reassess and double down on their own strength.
Okay.
They're focusing on providing services across all their divisions, from commercial and executive jets to defense and even agricultural aircraft.
Wow.
So they're not limiting themselves to a single lane, and that cross-divisional expertise that they're building could be a real game changer.
Okay, so they're not just building planes, they're building like a network of knowledge and support that spans their entire operation.
Yeah.
And the article gives a really concrete example of this with their Sorocaba Service Center near São Paulo,
Right.
which was initially just for executive jets, but now it's doubled in size and boasts four hangars. So
Wow.
they're clearly investing a lot here.
Yeah.
What's the significance of this expansion?
Well, I think it really underscores their ambition to become a leader in providing these aviation services. The fact that they're expanding a facility to accommodate not just executive jets, but also potentially commercial and defense aircraft speaks volumes.
Okay.
This isn't just about maintaining existing planes, it's about creating a hub for comprehensive aircraft support.
So it's like they're building an ecosystem, and
Exactly.
to support this kind of growth, they're
Yeah.
also teaming up with other major players in the industry. The article mentions this partnership with Fokker Services,
Yes.
and it's not just like a small-scale collaboration.
Right.
They sign a memorandum of understanding, which
Yeah.
for our listeners who aren't fluent in legalese, that's basically a preliminary agreement.
It is a signal of intent that they're going to work together.
Yeah.
And I think what's so interesting about this is the breadth of the potential partnership, because it covers everything from aircraft modifications and logistics to even exploring the development of hydrogen-powered aircraft.
That's huge.
It is.
It seems like they're really thinking about the future.
Absolutely. A very forward-thinking approach. And this is also evident in how they're breathing new life into older aircraft, too.
Right. The article talks about their E-Jet Passenger to Freight Conversion Program, or
Yes.
P2F for short.
Yeah.
So they're essentially taking older E-Jets that are reaching the end of their initial lease periods and giving them a whole new life as freighters. It's a cool concept, almost like upcycling for airplanes.
It is, and it's incredibly timely with this huge surge in e-commerce.
Right.
There's a real need for these efficient and adaptable cargo aircraft,
Yeah.
and these converted E-jets just fit the bill perfectly.
Yeah.
And on top of that, it extends their lifespan by another 10 to 15 years.
Wow.
So it's a win-win for Embraer and the environment.
So do you think this is becoming a trend in the industry?
Definitely. I think there's a growing awareness of the environmental impact of constantly just churning out new aircraft.
Right.
And so repurposing existing planes not only reduces waste, but it also capitalizes on that embedded energy and all those resources that are already invested in those aircraft.
Yeah. So it's not just about like being green. It's a smart business decision too, but let's get into like the nuts and bolts of these conversions.
Yeah.
The article mentions some pretty significant modifications, right? Like adding a whole cargo door, reinforcing the floor, a whole new air system. It sounds like a major overhaul.
It is.
What are some of the technical challenges there in like transforming a passenger plane into a cargo plane?
Well, you're right. It is a complex process.
Yeah.
The air system, for example.
Yeah.
Passenger cabins require very different pressurization and temperature controls than cargo holds do.
Right.
So Embraer has to integrate a system that can maintain those optimal conditions for the cargo while also making sure that it meets all the safety regulations for potential crew members that would be on board as well.
And what about those reinforced floors? Because I imagine carrying heavy cargo requires some pretty serious structural changes.
Absolutely. The original floor structure is designed to distribute the weight of passengers.
Right.
Which is much less concentrated than, say, pallets of cargo. So they have to go back in and reinforce those floor beams, add new structural supports to make sure that it can handle those much heavier loads and ensure the structural integrity of the plane during takeoff, flight, and landing.
That's wild. And they're aiming to get that conversion time down to just 3 months?
Yeah, 3 months.
That's incredibly fast for such a complex process.
Yeah, it really speaks to their efficiency and their understanding of the market demand because, you know, airlines need their planes in the air.
Of course.
Sitting in a hangar somewhere.
Right.
So this really rapid turnaround time could be a major selling point for Embraer.
Yeah, it sounds like they've really tapped into something here. The article mentions they already have agreements with companies like Nordic Aviation Capital.
Right.
NAC.
Mm-hmm.
And Astral Aviation for the first converted E190Fs.
Yeah, some of the first ones out there.
And then there's that mystery customer, right?
Right.
With a firm order for 10 more conversions.
At least 10 more.
Yeah, so it seems like Embraer's bet is paying off.
It's a strong indicator that they've correctly gauged the demand for this type of aircraft.
Yeah.
And these early adopters like NAC and Astral Aviation.
Yeah.
They'll likely pave the way for even more orders as these converted E-jets prove their worth out there in the market.
Yeah.
You know, we could be witnessing a real shift in the cargo market.
Okay.
With these smaller, more adaptable freighters gaining traction.
So we've covered a lot of ground here from, you know, their commitment to long-term support to these innovative conversion programs.
We have.
It seems like Embraer is really like challenging that traditional view of success in the industry.
They are. And I think their approach is really resonating because in a world where bigger is often seen as better.
Right.
Embraer is demonstrating the power of agility, specialized services, and a truly customer-centric approach.
Yeah, it's a powerful reminder that sometimes it's the companies that focus on doing like a few things really well mm-hmm. that really stand out. Instead of trying to be everything to everyone you know,
right.
Embraer is becoming that go-to expert for those specific needs. Yeah.
And I think that's a strategy with some serious long-term potential.
It really does.
So as we kind of like wrap up our deep dives into Embraer's world, it seems like they're not just building planes, you know, they're building a whole new like future for aviation.
Yeah, I think that's a great way to put it.
Where it's not just about like the biggest plane or the newest plane.
Right. They're really challenging that traditional idea that you have to be the biggest to be the best.
Yeah.
You know, they're finding their niche. They're becoming the go-to for specific things. And I think that's really smart.
It's like they're playing a different game, right?
Yeah.
While other manufacturers are, you know, laser focused on like market share, you know, who can build the most planes.
Right.
Embraer is saying like, hey, we're going to be the best at servicing these planes.
Right. And being that reliable partner that, you know, you can turn to for those very specific needs.
Yeah. And that's a really powerful thing in an industry that's constantly like changing and evolving. Absolutely. And as you know, we see things like the rise of regional airlines, the increasing demand for these specialized cargo solutions, even the, you know, the push for sustainable aviation.
Right.
These are all areas where Embraer, with their agility and their customer focus, really has a leg up.
Yeah. It's almost like they're the, you know, like craft brewers of aviation.
I like that analogy.
Where it's not just about, you know, mass production, but it's about, you know,
quality and craftsmanship.
Exactly.
And really understanding your customer.
Yeah. It's been so interesting to really go beyond like those shiny new planes and look at what keeps those planes flying for 20, 30 years.
Yeah, it really highlights how innovation isn't always about creating something entirely new from scratch.
Right, yeah.
But sometimes it's about taking what you're good at and finding a smarter way to do it.
Yeah, so for all of you listening out there, you know, think about this. Could Embraer's success inspire a shift in the whole aviation industry?
It's an interesting question.
Could we see a future where service and specialized expertise are just as important as building the next, you know, super jumbo jet?
I mean, it's possible. Look at what they're doing.
Right.
They're proving that there's more than one way to succeed in this business.
Well said. And on that note, I think we'll have to wrap up this deep dive.
Yeah, this was great.
Thanks for joining us for this exploration of Embraer's really unique approach to the industry. Until next time.